Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Bryson Kaler. Bryson's the Chief Technology Officer of Equifax, one of the largest credit agencies in the world. As CTO, Bryson's focused on unifying all of Equifax's technology teams around a common philosophy, a technology-driven culture, and a common architecture to accelerate product development. Prior to Equifax, Bryson was the CTO of IBM Watson and IBM Cloud. He joined IBM when it acquired The Weather Company, where he was CTO and Chief Information Officer. Last year, Equifax experienced one of the most devastating security breaches ever, which exposed the private information of 143 million individuals. In this interview, Bryson, who joined the team after the breach, explains the company's response and its goals to rebuild customers' trust through security and compliance work, to build a sustainable future, and to constantly invest in new technologies. We also discuss Bryson's take on blockchain and the cloud, how Equifax maximizes AI's ability, how Equifax invests in artificial intelligence, Bryson's approach to obtaining the best talent, and a variety of other topics. Bryson Kaler, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Thanks, Peter. It's great to be here.
Excellent. Bryson, I thought we would begin with an overview of your role. You are the Chief Technology Officer of Equifax. And I wonder, you know, if you put, if you get five Chief Technology Officers together, you'll probably have six sets of responsibilities that will be described. It is such a diverse role. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about how that role translates into Equifax and thus your purview.
So my role as the Chief Technology here at Equifax is really about leading all of our technology teams globally to help Equifax through its never-ending transformation into really acting like a great technology company. You know, we're a data-driven organization with lots of analytics and insights, and we build lots of products all over the world for our customers and consumers globally. And technology is at the heart of what we do. And my role as CTO is to bring all of those technology teams together against a common philosophy, a technology-driven culture, and a common architecture to accelerate what Equifax is doing in the market.
That's excellent. And I wonder, you're only a couple months in at this point as we speak. And so I imagine you're still on a bit of a listening tour, getting to know the organization and so on. But I'd imagine that there's some strategic imperatives that perhaps are beginning to gel. Can you talk a bit about what might be emerging from a strategic perspective?
Yeah, I think for most technology officers coming into a role, I was given the obligatory 24 hours to get my feet wet before it was off to the races. but I think as I look about the future and where we are today and how do we drive forward, clearly security and compliant work that we are doing is one of my main focuses out of the gate. And the team's been doing incredible work on that. And it's really about, making sure that we are laser focused and maniacally focused on rebuilding the trust and regaining all of our customers and consumers, confidence with us. And so there's a massive focus on that. There's a massive focus on building a sustainable future. So beyond ensuring that our current environment provides a incredibly secure place for data workloads to be analyzed and processed and insights to be derived. It is around building the future of where are we going from here? How do we think about data going forward? How do we think about the insights and the applications and the products that we build going forward? And so there's a huge focus that we've been spinning up on ensuring that the new sets of capabilities and platforms, are being built. And that leads me to the third focus for me, which Peter is really about making sure that we create a set of efficiencies that enable us to constantly reinvest in new technologies. And so as we get to becoming more of an evergreen technology company, I think it's important that evergreening always includes the appropriate pruning of underlying technology capabilities that maybe need to be phased out, end of life, replaced with something new. So there's a huge focus that we have to get really good at around becoming an evergreen-based technology company.
Very interesting. And you allude at the commencement of your answer to the rebuilding of trust, and obviously a reference to the data breach within the past year. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about, I should hasten to add that it predates your time with the organization, but obviously an area of great importance to you and to the team. And I wonder if you could take a moment and talk a bit about some of the steps that you and the team are undertaking there to, as you began to mention, continue to strengthen the organization's cybersecurity footprint.
You know, I think, you know, Equifax has really challenged itself to take this opportunity to really double down on being an industry leader. And I would go beyond just industry leader, but truly a technology leader around being the world's most secure place for data. Right. And I think it's really important to underscore that, you know, Equifax, I have found, is the team's been doing so many of the right things. And we've been really just maniacally focused on rebuilding the trust. And we know that starts with having the world's most secure place for data. And we've been investing, you know, over $200 million of incremental investment dollars to accelerate, you know, the transformation of technology and really the integration of security into everything we do. You know, I think it's critical that we don't view security as a project. We don't view security as some bolt-on capability that gets put on at the end, but that we see security as a foundational bedrock of every decision we make, every architecture we design, every line of code that we write, how we deploy, how we operate. And I think, you know, the focus that the team has, the investment dollars that have been put forward, and the new individuals that we've brought on board with outside thinking, outside talent, coming from world-class leading organizations. I think we've really kind of brought all of that together. And I would say Equifax has, you know, really dramatically changed its, you know, culture, its philosophy, and the underlying technologies that are constantly evolving now around ensuring that, you know, we don't let our customers down.
Yeah,
and it's been a journey, and the team's been on it hard and fast. And I think what you're seeing now is us continuing to even accelerate beyond what we've been doing over the last, you know, year.
And as you mentioned, bringing in new talent with new perspectives, obviously you're emblematic of that yourself. You had deep AI ties, for instance, as the chief technology officer of IBM Watson prior to your time at Equifax. And I wonder, actually, with the various parts of the conversation we've had, whether it's strengthening the cybersecurity, whether it's the pruning of technology and making room for growth into new kinds of technologies, new processes and means of doing things, I wonder, actually, if you could talk a bit about your own thought process about AI's application to all of this, and as well as more sort of generally data-driven approaches to doing business.
So I think AI, you know, AI to me is absolutely ready for prime time in really all of its forms. You know, AI in a general sense, machine learning, deep learning capabilities. And so we use those, you know, in production today here at Equifax. You're going to see us really expand the use of AI across our entire portfolio. And AI is so critical to me because the amount of data that the world is producing, the amount of data that we ingest, the number of signals that are created, it becomes almost impossible for humans to, by themselves, be able to piece all of these together and find all of the right insights. And so learning to partner data scientists and machines together so that the machines are helping and that there's a certain baseline of investigation, a certain baseline of insights that can be derived, a certain level of data cleansing, a certain level of pattern matching. There's all kinds of great things that the machines can help us do that kind of help us take the janitorial work away so that so that our data scientists can really focus in on the deep insights that we're, you know, that we're looking for. And I think, you know, look, security is a piece of that, right? Piecing together the billions of signals around, you know, security. If you just look at cybersecurity in general, right, in the state of the internet, there's billions of signals floating around at any given second in time. And it's not possible for humans to intercept and understand the connective tissue between all of them. And so AI becomes just a critical part, not only of building better products, but of building more secure products.
And I wonder, how have you thought about the people aspect of this? Obviously, at your time at IBM, you had a big team surrounding you who had depth of experience in terms of AI, as the company has made an enormous bet in it. And I'm curious now, in your current setting, how you think about the people and skill aspects of this, and the extent to which it requires not only building some internally, but building ecosystems externally in order to deliver all that you've described.
Yes, I think that's right. And I would say that first and foremost, AI is underpinned by data. And data in today's world is underpinned by cloud. And so before you can really become great at being an AI company, you have to be great at being a data company. And in today's world, I think that means being great at being a cloud company. And so when we think about the changes that we have to continue to make around our philosophical approach to technology, the culture that can support and drive that, and then the technology that we need to embrace to bring it to life, there are clearly new skill sets that we will constantly be bringing into the organization that have good cloud-native thinking, cloud-native architecture, cloud-native design, cloud-native ways of doing DevOps. And so you're going to continue to see us infuse those types of skill sets into the team. You're going to see us infuse data fabric mindset around how we think about data as a pipeline. Not data as a set of databases, but truly data as a lifeblood of our organization that is constantly pumping in, being processed, filtered, and pumped back out. And so I think there's a huge data element to our strategy. And then clearly AI brings a whole unique set of skill sets around how you think about doing models and training, and how you think about, you know, creating inferencing that then, you know, gets deployed in a runtime environment. And so the good news, I would say, is that I have found incredibly talented, very hungry, and very inquisitive people at Equifax. And, you know, so I think our technology teams and our data teams are hungry to grow, hungry to learn. And I've told everybody since I've, you know, been here that it is one of my primary jobs is to help everybody become more employable. And I want our teams to become more employable by learning new skills and constantly pushing themselves to think differently and learn. And so you'll see us infuse a mix of growing our current teams and encouraging our current organization to push themselves, but you'll also see us infuse, you know, new talent, which to your point includes partnerships and ecosystems. Clearly in a cloud world, you don't have to continue to build everything yourself. There are plenty of ways for us to leverage great work and great thinking from, you know, open source technologies, cloud-based, you know, vendors, and, you know, and research organizations. There's greatness happening all over, and for Equifax, it'll be about blending those into what does it mean to be an Equifax technologist, and how do we think about technology going forward?
You and your team also get involved in the product and therefore have reason to think about the ultimate customer of the organization as well. And I wonder if you talk a bit about that relationship and how your team and other product areas of the organization work.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, look, product and technology are completely intertwined. And you know, to be a great product owner, you need to understand technology. And to be a great technology owner, you need to understand the business. You know, I think of myself as a business executive who just happens to have a lot of depth in technology. And so I really see those, you know, roles as, you know, deep partnerships. And so, and as you build these products, you have to understand the customer lens. You have to understand how is a customer going to use this, but equally importantly, what problem is the customer really trying to solve, right? There is somebody at the other end of that wire, right? It's on a small glass device or a large, you know, glass device. They're in a shop, they're in an office, they're out on the road, they're on a mobile application. They're using these to help themselves make a better decision, right? The applications are built to help a person or a business make a smarter decision. And so it's critical that the technology teams and the product teams really are constantly pressurizing themselves to revisit and relearn and question, what are the problems that our customers need to solve today? Not what they needed to solve a year ago, right? But what do they need to solve today? What do we think they need to solve 6 months from now? Because we want to be ahead of the curve. We're constantly adding value where a company goes, wow, this is great. This is exactly what I needed, because we're trying to shift our business right now. And the type of insight, the type of application you're giving us is enabling us to shift our own business faster. You know, that's what I look for as a CTO when I look to, you know, acquire a product or a service. I want to partner with companies that I can place a bet on because I know that they're going to innovate with me and alongside with me. Like, that's how I choose technology. And I think that's how our customers choose technology. And I think it's important that our product and technology teams never lose sight of that.
That's a great insight. We've talked about a number of rising trends related to data, related to artificial intelligence, machine learning, and other topics as well. I wonder if there, as you look in your crystal ball going forward, say 2 or 3 years, are there additional trends that are making it onto your radar and onto your strategic roadmap that you'd care to shine a light on?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot going on in the world of cloud. And I do believe it is important that, you know, certainly from an Equifax standpoint, you know, we fully embrace that. And we're going to be a world leader in cloud-based data-driven insights. And I think that's really exciting. And when you do that, it opens you up to start infusing new types of technologies and new types of thinking. I think the world's really still in the infancy around understanding what to do with blockchain, right? And you know, what do you do with an open ledger? And how does that change the transfer of data? How does that change the way we collaborate around what data is telling us? I think it creates new partnership opportunities. And I think it creates new value exchanges around how we think about data with our consumers and our customers. And so I think blockchain is one. While I know it is, you know, talked about a lot and there's a lot of conversation going, I think it is early days around how does it really become a fabric that is in the production runtime of how Equifax goes forward, not just a project off to the side, but truly something that's at the kernel of how we think. And I think that the world of encryption and security has a long way to go. And I think when you really start looking at what's going on in the world of quantum computing, and you look at what has to change with current encryption technologies moving forward. Homomorphic encryption is an incredible set of capabilities that are being advanced. You know, MIT just yesterday released a new paper on how to bring that to life in a more efficient way. So I think it's very early days around how does the world adapt to the need for much more defined and differentiated encryption standards. And so I think you're going to see Equifax be a leader in thinking about data encryption, data tokenization, and how the world adapts to the world, you know, what the world will look like when quantum computing continues to make its, you know, appearance on the main stage. So I think there's a lot of incredible things that are right at the forefront of becoming critical to not something in the future, but something really over the next year or two, we have to be evolving and iterating on to bring those things to life.
Well, Bryson Kaler, thank you so much for joining us on the Forum on World Class IT. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you, Peter. It was a great and appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Jeff Kubacki, the Chief Information Officer of Winnebago.